The Pittsburgh Post-Gazette is asking the Pennsylvania Supreme Court to consider how citizens can judge how honest or effective public officials are if they quickly destroy electronic records of what they do. The newspaper wants deleted government emails preserved longer than the 5 days as called for under current policy. WHYY's Todd Bookman reports that rules for keeping emails vary widely in our region and could be changing.
The lawsuit stems from an open records request made by the Post-Gazette to the Pennsylvania Department of Education. The newspaper wanted information on a former special advisor with a six-figure salary. What it got back was only a handful of emails. The rest, it turned out, had been deleted by the special advisor.
Well, we believe in openness. We believe that people who do the people's work, that work should be subject to the scrutiny of the people who pay their salaries.
This is Post-Gazette executive editor David Shribman. He's asked the courts to impose a 2-year hold on all electronic records. While there's a long, colorful list of scandals exposed through the release of emails, he says the public's right to know isn't just about uncovering the next Bridgegate or Benghazi.
One doesn't need to find something illegal or unethical in emails to realize that what's in those emails is itself the public's business.
Under Pennsylvania's current system, it's up to each employee to determine what's worth keeping. So if an email is of value to the public record, it is supposed to be retained. Or if it's of little worth, click delete, and the thing is gone permanently after 5 days. The net effect is that each public employee is the gatekeeper of transparent government. Terry Mutchler is a lawyer and former director of Pennsylvania's Open Records Office. She says while the Commonwealth's right to know law is fairly modern, a separate code that covers document retention is, well,
it was written in 1929. And if you take a snapshot of 1929, you're dealing with, like, you know, Al Capone in Chicago, when blackberries were still fruit on a vine and not the technology-driven place that we are today.
Neighboring states have taken different approaches to email transparency. In New York, for instance, Governor Andrew Cuomo was recently forced to rescind a 90-day deletion policy and is writing new rules. In New Jersey, all emails are held for 7 years, with some subject to longer hold times. In Delaware, it's 1 year, even if the employee never clicks delete. Michael Honicky with the First State's Department of Technology and Innovation says it's a balancing act.
Cost is always a factor. An email can take a considerable amount of storage to retain for a long period of time.
City of Philadelphia has a 50-day retention policy for all emails. It cites cost as the main factor. Pennsylvania Governor Tom Wolf's administration isn't commenting on whether its 5-day rule may change. Eric Arneson, the current director of the state's Office of Open Records, says he's seen plenty of information requests denied due to deleted emails. But he adds it's unrealistic to expect these things to be saved forever.
That's an untenable position. At the same time, having no email ever saved for, you know, more than a minute or two at the other extreme, that's untenable as well. The answer is obviously somewhere in the middle.
Pennsylvania's 80,000 state employees reportedly send and receive 5 million emails per week. The Pittsburgh Post-Gazette wants more of those records to hang around for longer. Though a lower court threw out the paper's case, it's preparing an appeal to the Pennsylvania Supreme Court. For WHYY News, I'm Todd Bookman.